We got to get Bob Reisman, Reisman or something like that. I don't know.
Mushnick.
But he mostly goes after Mike and the Mad Dog and everyone else that has been playing the Susan Wallman audio and having fun with it.
Why?
Get a life.
But why does he object to that? Is it just something for him to write about?
I don't know. We'll try to... I got to find the column again, and I read it on the train. Got a lot of reading in. Three-hour train ride will do that to a person.
Roger Clemens is in George's box, and Roger Clemens is coming back. Oh, my goodness gracious.
you know what?
She goes, oh, my good God, she's ready to say.
Yeah, you find a new thing every time with this clip.
Oh, my good God. But that one, she probably edited herself thinking, oh, that's a little, like, it might offend people. Or something.
I thought she was going to say, oh, my God. And then she went, oh, my, and then just went, goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
Was heavens to Betsy considered a little too? She didn't know if the FCC would fine them if she said heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy!
So she... goodness gracious.
It's the Daily News, actually. We're trying to find the column because it's just so ridiculous. If you get a piece of audio like this, of course you play it on your show and make fun of it. Of
oh, my... holy... I can't f***ing believe George Steinbrenner is standing next to Roger f***ing Clemens. Oh, my God. Oh, my good f***ing God. Holy f***. My f*** is f***ing right now at the thought of Roger Clemens.
Someone yuff me.
Yuff me.
Yuff me good.
I'm going up to George Steinbrenner's box and I'm going to f*** all of their oh my God!
Of all the dramatic things I've ever seen,
ever.
Roger Clemens standing right in George Steinbrenner's box.
What?
Wait, can I say
the beauty of this is, and it's not lost on Boston. She is from Boston, and that accent is coming through like loud and clear. She's talking about the Yankees.
Yankees, and she's just. Couldn't be more excited.
What could she be saying? Like, you notice she breaks off for a half second there. And she goes, oh, she's talking in the background. I think she was saying, don't go to commercial. Because they were saying, this is so awful.
Yeah, what yeah.
I bet you one of the producers said, let's just play an Ovaltine commercial.
Yeah.
Just cut
and
her
she's
off.
Like, no, I can make something of this. What? This is a historic moment, and I want my name attached to it.
I bet you they said, let's just start the rain delay tape.
Roll the tarp out, right. Not on the field, but over her and her big stupid mouth.
Right.
Don't even unroll it. Just roll it over her.
Did we have Clemens? The beautiful thing is Clemens' speech beforehand. And I'll be seeing you all. Roger, have you ever talked in front of people?
Yeah. Do we have that? We haven't played that in a while, but.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's the worst coming home speech ever.
Heaven to Betsy. Oh, my God. I want Roger Clemens to shoot all over my, in my, on my, through my, all over my, in my hair, on my, up my. Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box. I'm going to go up there and get a big, heaping, steaming batch of.
I want to be a sloppy party bottom in my life.
A sloppy.
I want to be yuffed all over the virtual world.
A sloppy party bottom. A sloppy party bottom.
Bottom. Yuff me and yuff me good.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm being yuffed with no teeth.
In George Steinbrenner's box, announcing he is back. Roger Clemens is a New York Yankee. And there we go, John. You don't have to worry about who's going to take that spot in the rotation.
It's not over, though.
You should see what's going on in the Yankee dugout.
Hold on. I just want to warn people that right here, it gets a little crazy. So if you're driving, and this is, look, pull over on the Gowanus, because now she's going to describe the madness that is ensuing.
The scene, the pandemonium inside the Yankee dugout. I never thought anything like this could happen in the confines of a dugout.
Yeah. I understood it happened in Europe after soccer games.
Right.
Soccer hooligans and riot. I didn't think it would happen here.
No. Just prepare yourself for what was happening in her vivid description of what was happening in that Yankee dugout.
It just gets a little nutty here, so yeah. Forgive us if we get carried away.
All right, here we go.
Take that spot in the rotation. You should see what's going on in the Yankee dugout. Big grin on Posada's face, Andy Pettit knew. Big signs, Roger Clemens.
Wait, is
now
that,
a
hold on, what are the other 42 members of the team doing?
One guy already knew, and one guy's grinning.
He's grinning.
There's two guys.
And one guy is taking warm-up swings.
There's grinning!
There's two guys in the dugout. Only one is grinning, and one already knew, and the other guys are where?
A-Rod's playing I Got Your Nose with Cheetah.
No.
A-Rod is straddling a stripper from Vegas. While his wife claps and goes, I don't care, I get half. Cheetah is blowing off a loyal fan. And Larence is handing over another World Series ring to his sea of an ex-wife.
Jimmy is trying the Susan Waldman impression. I love it. Love it.
Attention fans, he is here, and now we don't have to discuss who takes that place in the rotation.
That's good. Somebody's writing it.
Oh, my gosh. Giambi's having some sunflower seeds and drinking water. Water.
No.
Giambi has his pants around his ankles, and he's having an injection into his buttocks to boost his home runs up.
That's the greatest. And we got to find this article. Someone has it out there. They got to send it in because this dope of a sports writer, going after everyone that's making fun of this clip.
How could you not listen to this dolt?
This was a month and a half ago. He still hasn't even pitched one pitch for the team.
Every day, this is fresh and fun to me.
I can't get
it's
enough of it.
The greatest audio ever. This is better than the Hindenburg.
It really is.
It's just as bad.